Gaveling into session in early January, Vermont's citizen part-time legislature targets adjournment by early May. Democratic Speaker of the House Shap Smith wants business concluded by Saturday, but there are a number of bills yet to consider, and because this is the first half of the biennium, some may carry over to next January. Middlebury College Professor Emeritus of Political Science Eric Davis notes that there are must-pass bills that have to be dealt with before adjournment.
The must-pass bills are the state budget and the tax bill. And negotiations are in progress on those. It's basically a three-way negotiation among the Senate, the House, and the governor's office. And it may take until Saturday morning to reach agreement on those bills, but I fully expect that they will be resolved in time to permit adjournment on Sunday.
They're not that far apart on the money.
Vermont Digger is an online, independent, investigative newspaper. Political columnist John Margolis.
They're farther apart on the rhetoric. The big difference is $17 million of $1.3 billion of state spending. So this is a deal that can be done.
It's the non-money bills that legislators are struggling to complete. While they have approved a hike in cigarette taxes, pot decriminalization, and unionization for home care workers, there are deadlocks. Vermont Digger's John Margolis expects several bills will be carried over to the next half of the biennium.
We already know that a bill that would require labeling of genetically modified foods is going to carry over. We will know perhaps by the end of today about whether an assisted suicide bill, physician-assisted suicide bill, will pass now or perhaps will carry over. I think the granting of some driver's privileges to migrant workers who were here illegally looks like it's going to pass right now. But there are a couple of other bills of limited scope, but of great public interest, that will hold over.
The Ethan Allen Institute is a conservative-leaning think tank in Vermont. President Rob Roper expects the budget and money bills to pass very close to the targeted deadline.
Philosophically, you've got supermajority Democrats in both chambers of the House and in the governor's office. So the common ground will be found fairly quickly.
Roper is critical of many of the items that have already passed.
We'll see where the final taxes finally shake out, but they want to tax satellite television, they want to tax soda, they want to tax bottled water. The list just goes on and on and on about the things that they have tried to tax. The saddest part about this legislative session is the overt assault on local control and individuals. The wind moratorium bill, local control was gutted. The pre-K bill, the House passed the bill, I assume this is going to go through the Senate, they are forcing communities to pay for pre-K whether they want to or not. You look at the unionization bills that are forcing people to pay into the teachers union and the municipal union. It has really been just an all-out assault on individuals making choices and communities making choices.
Lawmakers were in Montpelier for a rare Monday session as they work overtime to finish their slate by this weekend. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.